you know, I'm not an unhappy person. This record's made me less angry than the last couple, but it doesn't mean I'm not angry anymore either.
Steve Earle says his latest album is filled with love songs for Alison Moorer and New York City. So anger isn't the only emotion he's feeling, but the change doesn't make him hold back in the least. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. With his wife and new hometown serving up plenty of songwriting inspiration, Nashville bad boy Steve Earle has left the building in favor of New York City. The history and free-thinking vibe of the West Village is actually what led Earle to pick up the guitar and commit to a job of singing and speaking out. And returning in 2007 with the album Washington Square Serenade, Steve sings about the challenges of the home he left behind and the colors beyond red and blue that encompass his new one. So making the trip to FUV was a little easier this time around, and Steve explained a few other reasons for the move during an interview with our Claudia Marshall.
We needed a place that was ours. That was part of it. And I'd always considered coming here, and I got a radio thing that I do too, which had started to bring me to the city on a fairly regular basis. And I've always loved it. And Danny Goldberg, who's our manager, you know, he owned Artemis, which was the record label I recorded for 10 years. And he'd been conspiring to get me to move to New York. He began by, when he still had Artemis and I was still recording The Revolution Starts Now was coming out, he rented me an apartment on Bleecker Street, you know, in the atrium, and those corporates there, right in the middle of the elephant walk. And I was basically here to, you know, promote the record, do interviews, and harass Republicans during the Republican National Convention during the last election cycle. And, you know, he knew he'd have me at that point, and he did. And then, you know, I married a girl with a job, so it became financially feasible.
Sit in my mirror, pedal on the floor. Map in New York City and it won't be bad no more. Won't be back no more, boys won't see me around. Goodbye, guitar town. Goes out on the highway, voices on the wind, telling me we may never pass this way again. Voices on the highway, angels beckoning like a long lost friend. Fare thee well, I'm bound to roam. This ain't never been my home.
So it kind of surprised me to hear you say in the song that, you know, Nashville was never really home.
I lived there 30 years, but I wasn't there very much. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret that my politics are somewhat to the left of
Chairman Mao, didn't you once say?
Yeah, Chairman Mao on some issues. I mean, I'm not a Maoist. In fact, I'm a whole different kind of communist. But it's one of those deals. I was able to live there because I traveled so much. I got to see the rest of the world. I spent time in New York. I spent time in London. I spent time in Paris. And so I was okay. And then, you know, you start thinking about, I'm 52, and I'll be 53 by the time this tour gets going good. And if I had something that kept me from being able to do that, do I want to be in Nashville, Tennessee? You know, I'd rather be one of those old farts in the village in a power wheelchair running over your foot, you know. And that just, like, looks like a better way to go out to me than being stuck in a car. You know, that's the other thing. It's just being able to literally walk one block in either direction from my apartment and for $2 start a journey to anywhere in the world sounds kind of democratic to me right now.
Living in city immigrants, the river flows out and the sea rolls in, washes away nearly all my sins. Living in city immigrants, city of black, city of white, city of light.
Steve Earle and Alison Moorer performing City of Immigrants live at WFUV. Check out the complete interview and other exclusive studio sessions online at WFUV.org.